قال للملأ حوله إن هذا لساحر عليم.
Pharaoh said to the nobles around him, "Surely this man is a skilled magician."
يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم بسحره فماذا تأمرون؟
Who wants to drive you out of your land by his magic? Tell us, what do you advise us? Who wants to drive you out of your land by his magic?
The impact of these two miracles can be judged from the swift change in Pharaoh's attitude. A moment ago, he called Moses, peace be upon him, a madman because of his claim to be a prophet and his demand that the Israelites be allowed to leave Egypt with him. Pharaoh had also threatened Moses, peace be upon him, with imprisonment. But no sooner had he observed these two signs than he was struck with awe and panicked at the prospect of losing all his kingdom.
قالوا أرجه وأخاه وابعث في المدائن حاشرين.
They said, detain him and his brother for a while and send forth heralds to the cities.
يأتوك بكل سحار عليم.
To mobilize all skilled magicians.
فجمع السحرة لميقات يوم معلوم.
So the magicians were brought together on a particular day at a set time.
وقيل للناس هل أنتم مجتمعون؟
And the people were told, will you join the assembly?
لعلنا نتبع السحرة إن كانوا هم الغالبين.
We may perhaps follow the religion of the magicians if they triumph. We may perhaps follow the religion of the magicians if they triumph.
Mere proclamation was not considered enough. Agents were sent all around Egypt to persuade people to come and witness their contest. This shows that the news of Moses' miracle in the court had reached the common people and that Pharaoh was afraid that the masses might have been influenced by it. The faith of the courtiers who had witnessed Moses' miracle had also begun to weaken, as did the faith of those who had only heard about those miracles. The only thing that could possibly strengthen their faith was for the Egyptian magicians to come up with something on par with Moses' performance. Pharaoh and his nobles, therefore, looked upon the forthcoming contest as an event of crucial importance. It was their own heralds who went around telling people that if the magicians won the day, they would be secure for Moses' religion. If not, their religion would be in trouble.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالُوا لِفِرْعَوْنَ أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ
When the magicians came forth for the encounter, they said to Pharaoh, Is there a reward for us if we triumph?
قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَّمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ
He said, Yes, you will then become those near station to me.
قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ
Moses, peace be upon him, said to them, Throw down whatever you wish to throw.
فَأَلْقَوْا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِصِيَّهُمْ وَقَالُوا بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ
Thereupon, they threw down their ropes and their rods and said, By the glory of Pharaoh, we shall prevail.
فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ
Thereafter, Moses, peace be upon him, threw down his rod, and behold, it went about swallowing up all the false devices they had contrived.
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ
Thereupon, the magicians fell down in prostration. Saying, We now believe in the Lord of the universe. The Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them.
آذنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم إنه لكبيركم الذي علمكم السحر فلسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ولأصلبنكم أجمعين.
Pharaoh said, "You accepted the word of Moses even before I granted you the leave to do so. Surely, he is your chief who has taught you magic. Soon shall you come to know, I shall cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides and shall crucify all of you."
قَالُوا لَا ضَيْرِ إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ.
They said, "We do not care, for we are bound to return to our Lord."
إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا أَن كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And we surely expect that our Lord will forgive us our sins, for we are the first ones to believe.